Graham, you're here from Aberdeen, Scotland, and your university, the Robert Gordon University, is one of the 24 winners of the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation's Grand Challenge Award. What is it that you actually applied for in your award?
Yes, our project is based upon the idea that, you know, wouldn't it be nice if you could stick a great big catalytic converter onto the chimney of a power station or an oil sands upgrader plant or any kind of industrial facility that's producing CO2-rich flue gas, and have that converter take up all that CO2 and convert it into something far more useful, economically valuable. So that's where our idea is coming from, and it's being run from our School of Engineering here in the university, where one of my colleagues, Professor Edward Gabina, has been working for many years in the area of catalytic membrane reactor technology.
Now, you don't even have a name for your project yet. That tells me that you must be in the very early stages.
No, that's absolutely right. We are in the very early stages in terms of a commercialization for this project. In the language, we would suggest our project is at technology readiness level 2. So it's really something that's at laboratory scale. It's a little more than a twinkle in the eye. We've certainly got some evidence to support that it would be feasible technically to undertake. And the investment that the CCMC and the money that we're going to be receiving from this award is going to be able to lift us, we think, up at least one technology readiness level to a point where we have confidence that we can go forward into, you know, a scale-up program leading to some sort of field trial ultimately, you know, several years down the line.
Since the whole idea of the Grand Challenge Award is to come up with a new technology that is going to reduce the carbon dioxide emissions, they must have been very interested in what it is that you're proposing with the catalytic converters. So what do you see as being the ultimate result in being able to reduce those emissions?
I think one of the things that we're focusing on, which is in perhaps contrast to some of the other winners and some of the other ideas that are out there, is that we're going straight to the source, almost literally, of where the CO2 is coming out. And we're not having to put any energy into cleaning up the flue gases before making some use of the CO2. Our system is really just sitting there at the very beginning of where these emissions are occurring. And I think knowing the potential efficiencies for these kind of reactors, certainly some of the other applications that we've been working on, we believe that we can make a very significant contribution to CO2 reduction from, you know, we're talking about plants that are chucking out a megaton a year potentially, if you're talking about a typical 500 megawatt power station, for example. So, you know, if you take out just one power station of that size, you're almost approaching nearly a percentage point of the Alberta CO2 reduction target.
With the process that you're developing, you're putting the catalytic converters into the flues to capture that flue gas. Now, what actually happens to the CO2?
So what we're looking to do is, yes, it's about capturing the CO2, but it's not about just capturing it and burying it away somewhere. It's about converting it into something useful. So we're talking about rehabilitating the carbon for another purpose, if you will. So our system is about using not just the CO2, I might say, within the flue gases. There's other components there too, steam and oxygen and so forth. And we're going to use those in a, I hesitate to use the word magic chemical reaction, but it's a tri-reforming reaction, to create a chemical mixture known as synthetic gas or syngas. Now, syngas is a very commonly used precursor to a number of chemical processing steps. You can use syngas to make hydrogen. Indeed, syngas is significantly rich in hydrogen in any case. So you could use syngas to make hydrogen, which is of itself a useful compound for a number of processes. You can use syngas to make synthetic fuels. You can use syngas to make methanol, which itself is a precursor to a whole family of downstream chemical processing activities that feed into a lot of products globally.
What do you see as being some of the obstacles or challenges that you're facing right now at this early stage?
This is an ambitious project, no question. And we're at a very early stage. So the challenges that we see in the immediacy are technical challenges, quite frankly. So it's about getting this quite complicated reaction to work in the system. So it's identifying the optimal catalysts that can drive this reaction. It's about identifying the correct structural configuration of our membrane technology in order to optimize for this kind of reaction. It's baby steps. It's one step at a time before we can really go out and say to potential customers, look, this is what we can do. These are the implications of what we can do. Are you interested in helping us getting there? Because, you know, we're a university department. Universities don't commercialize. They transfer their technology into the commercial sector. And I think it's sometimes forgotten that research and development is two different activities. So we're doing research, we're not doing development at this point, and where we want to be is developing this technology for the benefit of all, frankly.
Now, you gave a presentation yesterday. Who were you presenting to, and what was the reaction?
So the conference organizers invited, I think, all of the winners to produce a 10-minute presentation where we were speaking to conference participants in the generality, but also an expert panel of individuals here in Alberta and in the commercialization ecosystem, if you will. And they were inviting us to give a kind of investor-ready type pitch so that they could provide feedback on and guide us really to maximize the likelihood that our projects are going to be successful, I think. And at a personal level, I found it a very informative and I think hopefully a productive experience.
Thank you very much, Graham, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much.